Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
I feel like we all had our strength or crush, you know?
Listen, I don't hate men, but sometimes I'm like, why do they need me to say that to them so bad?
I don't want to say trendy, but kind of like, oh, you know, you see the two straight girls kissing in the club, like, you're like...
I mean, it's scary, because, yeah. Like, people do 100% police bathrooms.
I see so many roles, lesbian, whatever, and it's, like, not going to, like, masculine presenting women, bro, and it's irritating me.
To celebrate Pride Month, this week we're joined by Kendall Landreth, known on TikTok for her quirky momfluencer character, Jen Ruggiero, from The Kitchen and Jorn Show on YouTube, and TikTok LGBTQ+ speed dater coach, Jocelyn Morris. Today we'll be sitting down and addressing your assumptions about lesbians. Let's get into it. First one, and it's a big one, lesbians hate all men.
She's right. No, I'm playing. Just kidding.
Like, if we're taking roles, it's like, you guys can be the ones that love men, and I'll be the lesbian that hates men. If it's like, we're switching off.
Listen, I don't hate men, but sometimes I'm like, why do they need me to say that to them so bad? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, is it, you get everything else, and it's so scary that the thought of me hating you?
I think it's cap. I mean, I'm cool with all my homeboys. We're all good.
Yeah.
And like I said, the people that be complaining the most about men, I will always say this, is the straight women.
It's really true.
They hate y'all.
They hate y'all.
We cool with y'all. We don't have to deal with y'all like that. They're the ones that are talking crap to me, crying,
I will see so many TikTok videos of women. They're like, my husband, this is a person they vowed to spend the rest of their life with. They're like, well, my husband is a piece of garbage. This is public. Yeah. To their whole family, they could see this. My husband's a piece of garbage, and all I asked for him to do was the dishes today, and I was raising our three children, and
couldn't even
do that.
I saw that.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I saw that.
This is horrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, honestly, to me, I feel like we're cool.
I assume it may be hard for them to find another lesbian, and it could lead to them rethinking about being a lesbian at all.
Oh,
no. I'm not rethinking nothing. I don't care if I don't find nothing. I'm just chilling myself. Yeah, like, I'm not getting with no man. No.
I feel like even when I was like at the point in my life where I was like least in community with gay people, which was probably when I was younger, it was like I still knew I was gay. Like it was like when there was like less lesbians around me, it was sort of just like it just made it clear how much I wanted more, like how much I wanted more gay people in my life and to like have them actually be in my, like, actual daily lived experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's not hard to find another lesbian because we're here. We're present. We're thriving.
One, two, three.
But like, I feel like it's hard because I feel like the L.A. I mean, I live in L.A. We live in L.A. The L.A. lesbian community, It's so small. Like, all I think about when I think of LA lesbians is, like, the L word where Alice was just drawing all the, like, lines to everybody and everyone's connected. And that's all I think about. So that's the only thing that, like, kind of, like, oh, my God, like, everyone's connected for real. Like, it's like, I was the last girl on earth. I don't care. Like,
I'm lesbian, bro.
I feel like in LA it's all connected. I haven't had that experience because I've been in, like, a long-term relationship since I've lived in LA. But I went to, like, this slumber party one time with some other lesbians. There was like eight of them, and they were like, "Well, they were like going around the circle, being like, well, we've had sex, and they're like, well, we're dating right now, but we've all had sex." And I was like, "This is crazy."
Yeah, see, that's not.
You guys are mature because I would not be able to do this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not like no, like that's not my vibe because you know I'm in the streets right now. I'm in the streets, so. You know, I'm so happy for y'all. Well, I don't know. Are you married too?
I'm not married. I have a girlfriend, but I'm not.
See, look, married girlfriend. I'm in the street, so I'm giving you the single lesbian perspective. Yeah. We outside, and it's crazy out here, bro. It's crazy out here, bro.
Do lesbians ever have just one night stands, or do you always get close quick and start living together within the first few weeks?
Yeah, we have one night stands.
I never have, though.
I don't. I'm so bad. I'm so uncool. Like, I always wanted to be so cool. I was always like, I'm going to go on this date, and I'm going to sleep with this person, and I'm going to be so cool, and I'm going to be like, I don't even care about this. And then it'd be like 3 a.m., and I'd be like looking them in the eyes and being like, what are we? And they would be like, get away from me. And I was like, okay. It was so, I can't do casual. I can't do it.
Lesbian sex is just, like, so intimate. So it's like, I feel like it's so hard to have one night. Like, I don't know. I can't. Like,
no.
I feel like once, like, we do that, it's like, and plus, I'm a Cancer too, like my sign. So, like,
you're emotional.
I love you. Like, what? So that's why I'd be like,
my social battery is so low too that I'm like, if I've gotten to the point where we're having sex, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go back and forth with small talk with anyone else for 2 years.
Oh my God.
See, I was like, okay, like there was a period of my life when I was like, I'm just a happy slut with big dreams. I'm having like a great time. So like, I totally get like, I don't think I'm really like a one night stand person, but. You know, I definitely have lesbians in my life who are, and just they just do it like, you know, it's like sort of, like not even that the people they're with want to be in relationships, it's just sort of like they're just casual fuckers and they're finding other casual fuckers. But yeah, I do think there is something to it that we have a tendency to get more emotional and to get more attached
a
little bit closer. And like that I can't deny. Like that I don't think any of us would
say we are. We are, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't. Cap on that, for sure.
They frequently get asked how sex works.
Oh my God, yes, bro. Yeah. They'd be so confused.
Not anymore, but when I was going to, like, school, in college, like, every man was like, how do you have sex? How do you eat someone out? I was like, go use the internet, Jesus Christ.
They get so confused. Like, they really do not know what's going on, for real. Like, I don't feel like explaining it, like, to them, because it's kind of weird. Like, I'm like,
but also, I don't ask they you must what you know.
Right, they know what bodies are, and like,
but
what you
no
do.
Shade, but lesbian porn is not what be going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I hope that if you're watching lesbian porn, do not take that shit serious. That is not what happens, bro. Because they're like, first of all, they're like,
what are you talking about?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. I rarely like.
There's so many types.
There is, but like, it's not like the ones on like I don't know the sites or whatever. They're not.
Yeah, which
sites
are we talking about?
No, chill. See, I'm just saying though, like, from what I've seen, it's not real. Like, they're not for real.
Yeah. Like, right, like sex education, like in general, right? It's like messed up. And then if you have kids that are looking at porn, right? Like, they're just gonna be confused. They're not gonna understand. Like,
if I was,
and then they're gonna see a lesbian like you, and they're like, how do you do this?
Yeah, like if I ever like. If I wasn't, like, let's say I was just came out and I watched that, like, lesbian porn.
You come in swinging. Like,
I'd be like, okay, this is going to be crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on?
That's, like, it helped me when I was a teenager. I never watched porn, but I would read lesbian fanfiction online.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually do think I learned a lot from that.
I just watched, like, I would watch, like, the L Word or something, like, the reruns. I'd be like, Shane and, what was her girlfriend's name? She was so bad. Oh, she's so fine.
Okay. I didn't like the show, though. I didn't like it.
No, she's so fine. But I would just, like, watch, like, them kissing on YouTube. Yeah. Like, that's what I would, you know, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, I love this for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything, I don't know what they got going on.
Yeah.
Okay, this you may have gotten more in your early coming out phase. Lesbians get lots of doubt in the form of everyone likes girls a little, or you just haven't met the right guy yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish everyone liked girls a little. Like, it would have made a lot of, like, crushes I had when I was, like, 15 easier.
I met a lot of good guys. I think that was when I really was like, oh, I'm gay. I remember I worked at a restaurant, and I had I had a little bit of a crush on this guy. I was already out as a lesbian. I was like, well, he's kind of nice. He's very feminine in some ways. He was nice. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to stifle myself. Like,
who doesn't love a nice twink
every now and then? And that was very much the vibe he was giving. I said, he was kind of nice. But then when it came to, you know, so I was like, I'll try it. Let's go on a date. And I was like, oh, I cannot do this. This feels really bad. And like, not bad, but it was a nice time. But I was like, I could not kiss you. I just couldn't do it. And I was like, this is like the ultimate nice guy. Yes. And I was like, I still just can't bring myself to do it. And so I think I was like, well, I met the right guy, and it still is I'm still gay.
I don't know. I've always just been cool with them, but I could never get to that, like, emotional, like, feeling. I don't know. Like, it is, like, crazy because, like, it's not a choice. Like, I literally cannot like you like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. Because I remember, like I said, in high school, middle school, like, big old Jocelyn, who's your crush? And I'm like, nobody. They're all weird. Like, not weird, but, like, I don't feel nothing. Like, I feel nothing. Like, I'm walking around feeling nothing. Like, I don't know. So, it's just, I don't know. And then, plus, like I said, I did actually, like, go on a date with a guy going into my college. So, I was, like, I was 18 when going into college, And he, like, after the date, whatever, because, you know, free food, like, what are you talking about? I'm going to go. So, I went. And he had tried to kiss me. I kid you not, like, on everything I love right now, I literally, like, when he tried to, I literally just automatically just went back in disgust. Like, and naturally, like, I didn't even know he was going to do it. Like, he kind of was like, you know? Yeah. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Ew. And he was like, oh, what's wrong? I was just like, in my head, I was like, oh, my God, I'm gay. Like that. Like, no bye, no, you're gay. I was like, yeah, down bad. So I was like, okay. I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Lying. I'm like, I'm nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Okay.
We have an assumption from Tuesday with Jisoo. She says, your feelings on biphobia amongst lesbians. And she says, as a bi girl, I felt like a fetish for straight men, and like lesbians struggle to trust me. Thoughts on that?
I don't understand the biphobia. I feel like, again, I personally believe, like I said, sexuality isn't a choice. So if, you know, bro, if you like girls and guys, bro, like, what are we going to do? Like, I'm tell you, oh, like, I don't trust you because of your unchosen sexuality, like, what? Like, so, I don't know. I've dated bi girls. I've talked to bi girls. Yeah. I have no issue. I think that the thing that messes up the bi girls is people who are, like, experimenting start claiming that they're bi. Mm-hmm. So then those experimenters, instead of saying, yo, I'm just trying to see what's up or just experimenting, they're like, oh, I'm bi. You're not bi. You're experimenting. And I feel like if they were, like, honest with that, because now there's, like, the people who are messing with those experimenters, they're like, oh, a bi girl broke my heart. No, Buki. an experimenter broke your heart, okay?
Well, but I will say, because I've had some friends who are like, oh, I'm, like, I want to try, like, dating a girl, but I'm, like, nervous. I mean, I don't want to be that. I want to be someone who's, like, going on dates, whatever. But I was like, you know, in a way, though, that's what all dating is. Like, you go on a date, and you're like, oh, I thought I liked you, and I don't. And so I'm never going to talk to you again. So I'm like, if you just see it, which is obviously different if you're, like, hooking up with a person over and over again, and then you're like, actually, I am not bi. Although I'm like, if you're hooking up with someone over and over again, maybe you're a little bit
fruity. There's something tutti-frutti going on.
But I feel like some people are just like, I don't know, like, for the vibes. I don't know, like, trying to, and it's like, just be honest and say that. Because, girl, like,
you're just wearing
we can get it in. Like, but just say what's, because it's like I said, again, we're, you know, so now, like, you've been messing with that person and they're, like, in love with you. And then you're like, oh, my God, I actually don't like girls. What the fuck? And they're like, what? So, like, it's
so
just,
really,
like,
if you're experimenting, you can't, don't date a cancer. Because they can't take it. They can't take it.
How often do people ask lesbian couples who's the man in the relationship?
People don't ask me anymore because I have short hair, so they just assume it's me.
He said I have my
hair. They're like, you're the man. You're a man for sure. So I don't really get asked that as much anymore. But I don't know. Like, it's, people do ask that. I feel like it's usually, like, people who are older, maybe. Like, I feel like I've met, like, some dudes, like, girlfriends, family members, or just stuff like that, where it's, like, come up, and it's more, like, I think they're trying to be curious, hopefully.
I think I'm always bad, because I'll be like, me. Then, like, yeah, I'm, like, not, like, you should ask that. I'm like, I'm the man. And it's like, what are you doing, Kendall? You don't need to, who are you trying to prove this to?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I feel like maybe they're confused, like, if they're asking, like, are you, who's more masculine? Like, if right. they're trying to actually, like, ask questions about, like, masculinity and femininity, like, gender portrayal, whatever, like, mm. those are conversations I'll entertain. I don't know, like, it's like if somebody's just trying to be a dick and they're like,
yeah.
who's a man?
Who's a man? Yeah.
Okay.
Like, sometimes I think, too, they're almost asking, like, who plays what roles in your home, which also feels, I'm like, well, in my experience being in lesbian relationships, it's like, everything is just, like, you start at square one, so it's like, you don't assume any, I mean, I've never been in a straight relationship, but I assume even if you're both super feminist, there's just things that just fall into place, like, well, I'm the woman, so I do this, and I'm the man, so I do this, even yeah. if you both, it's just subconsciously, so it is nice being in a lesbian relationship where it's like, we both do a mix of all the things that traditional roles have put in these boxes.
In the relationships I've had, yeah, there's no really, like, gender role. Like, it's just, like, we're just vibing, bro. Like, you know, somebody will wash the dishes one day, somebody cooks one day, somebody take out the trash one day. It's just, like, we just mm-hmm. chilling. Nobody, there's no expected nothing. Like, which I think it's cool, you know?
It's nice.
I feel like it's nice. It's, we're just vibing. Like,
because then you start doing the things you like to do. It's like, there's some, like, household tasks.
Yeah.
I say it's kind of boring, but household tasks that, like, I just naturally like to do. I'm like, oh, I'm fine doing that. And then there's some other ones that I'm like, I absolutely don't want to do that ever. And it's just nice to be able to split it up in that way rather than both of us being like, well, I got to do this because I just naturally should do this.
I assume that lesbians really have to show that they are dating another girl because a lot of people will think they're friends, people will think they're sisters or roommates or something.
I do. I get that all the time. Like, I feel like it is so crazy because my partner and I will be, like, out at a store. Like, this happened the other day. I'm paying on my card. We're, like, talking about laundry at home. We're, like, holding hands. And then the woman is like, oh, are you guys roommates? And we're like, what a weird, first of all, you don't have to ask. Why are you asking any questions about our relationship? But also, it's so clear what our relationship is. So I think that is interesting. I feel like that totally happens. I don't feel the need to prove it. I'm like, if I'm walking on the street and someone thinks that I'm walking with my sister and not my partner, that's okay. But it is interesting how people assume that. It doesn't bother me, but.
People do assume, well, I don't know. It's like, I look so much like my sisters, so it's like. Like, I don't know, I was like, I hope people always assume that I'm sisters with my sisters, you know? And then, like, people I'm dating, I'm like, yeah, it's so different. Like, I would never confuse, like, somebody hanging out with their sisters, like, oh, that's your girlfriend. Yeah, so it's like, usually if I'm, like, with my girlfriend, I hope it's fucking clear that this is not somebody related to me. Because if there's any confusion there, it's like, well, that's a problem. That's weird.
Yeah.
If that fucking comes up.
Yeah.
There's an assumption that masked lesbians only date femme lesbians and vice versa. Can y'all get into that?
No. I mean, we can.
It's not true.
That's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true. It's not true. I mean, I've seen all types of stuff, but that's not true. Like, people date whoever. You know, we're all women at the end of the day. Me personally, though.
That's a different story.
Me personally, I only really talk to, like, girls who are more feminine than me. I don't really like... Cause I'm not gonna be sword fighting, bro. Like I just, I'm sorry. Like no shade. Like I support whatever everyone does. But yeah, but me personally, like I go for more feminine than me.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's not true though. There's people who date who masculine date,
for
feminine
sure.
feminine who date, and I support that and I love everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Compared to other LGBT people, lesbians get more of a sexual connotation when they're talked about because being a lesbian is more hot than gross.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of, especially like in the media, a lot of like the it's always, I feel like, two femmes in a movie.
Yeah.
Like because they want to like want the male audience to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I feel like, it's like, I don't want to say trendy, but kind of like, oh, you know, you see the two straight girls kissing in the club. Like, you're like, okay. Like, you know, when they see a stud, like me and another femme, they low-key get, like, a little irritated.
Or they
get
jealous.
Why are you with her?
You make them feel insecure.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, nah, hold on, buddy. Like, I don't know why she's Like, she's gay. I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
As a lesbian, I've had people assume that I'm always in love with every straight girl around me or that I'm some sort of creep or predator.
Yeah, you.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's.
Whoa.
Oh my god, like,
bad situation.
Damn, that's crazy. Oh, that sucks.
Whoa.
I mean, I feel like I felt when I was younger. I felt that feeling a lot. I don't necessarily know if people were actually feeling that way, but I think especially you know, and this was even before people knew I was gay. But I just knew I was gay, and I would be going to a sleepover, and I was like, everyone here thinks I'm trying to look at them naked. It's like no one's probably even thinking that. So I think some of that came from inside. And then I definitely. You know, I'm sure I try to not surround myself with them, but I'm sure there's people out there who think that. But it's not a good group of people to be hanging out with.
Yeah.
I feel like we all had our straight girl crush, you know, but we're not in love with every, like, I feel like when you're younger, you have that little, like, straight girl, sure, like, little moment, and then you, as you get older, you get less and less DeLulu, and you'd be like, okay, yeah, like, this is never gonna, like, be for real. Like, you can't, no. So, like, because honestly, if someone says they're straight, I immediately shut down. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's like, I believe you.
Yeah. Yes, I really do. Like, yeah, you're good. Like, yeah, stay over there. Because, like, and even if they're like, oh, I'm straight, but, you know, you're the only girl. No.
Yeah. Stay. It's like, stay straight. Straight was the first word. Like, yeah. Yeah, I was like, all right.
I'm not even going to play with myself like that. Yeah. So, you go ahead and stay safe. Yeah. Go with Jimmy and John. And I'm a,
yeah.
It's whoever, bro. Peter.
They want more good representation in shows.
Me too.
Yeah, we would love more representation.
Bro, this is why I'm literally in acting right now.
You're going to make it happen.
Literally have an audition after this. Pray for me. It is so frustrating. I see so many roles, lesbian, whatever. It is like not going to like masculine presented women, bro. And it's irritating me. Like I said, they love the femme of femme, but like, or they, like, put, like, the straightest people, which is cool, like, eat, but, like, the straightest people in lesbian roles. I'm like, oh, my God, like, bro. But it's starting to get more and more, like, I feel like it's getting better, but it's, like, we definitely need more, you feel me? Because, like I said, I felt that, because I remember I didn't get into acting or modeling for a long time because I really felt like there was no lane. Like, yeah. I felt like, okay, like, no shade, but, like, the random girl with white braids is going to bust through. Like, okay, it'd be mm-hmm. for real. So, yeah. But after, like, sitting there and, like, I was like, oh, I want someone to break through. I was like, fuck that, I'm gonna do it myself. So I literally from scratch, girl, I was on casting networks myself, submitting myself for everything. I eventually got signed, luckily, but yeah, I was busting out myself, and figured out myself. But yeah, man, like, if you're like in it, like, do it, bro. Like, go and go crazy. Like, if you want to act, you want to do whatever, who gives a fuck who's in there? You might be the one. So just do it. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Yeah. I'm really a big person on that, bro. Like,
yeah, because there's just not anything to watch. Even like, I just watched Yellow Jackets.
Fun show, yeah.
And I was like, what? Tell me how. I'm rewatching this show about people eating each other in the snow 60 times so that I can get a small glimpse of these two lesbians making out with each other. I really need more. I need more show options.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do want a show to watch,
you got a show?
LGBTQ speed dating with Jocelyn Parks on TikTok. On TikTok, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
I'm telling you, lesbians work really hard. It's like, that's my assumption is lesbians work so hard. Right. I was like, we work so hard, and we're going to make more representation. No, just give us time.
It's crazy because a lot of people who DM me and stuff about the show, about my show, tell me literally, like, Jocelyn, you're like the only thing. Like, they set their timers. They're at work with it, watching the car. Like, because literally, I'm not even joking. I'm probably one of the only shows right now that you could watch to have any type of lesbian anything right now.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything else. Yeah. Genuinely. Like, I'm thinking about it. What else is there to watch?
Okay. I want to see if any of y'all can relate to this. Since there's been a rise in policing bathrooms with all the anti-trans laws coming out, there's been a lot of butch lesbians coming out and saying that they've been harassed in the women's bathroom with people thinking that they are, like, a trans woman. Have any of y'all felt like you've been policed?
Bro, oh my gosh. This is so crazy because, yes, bro, I cannot tell you how many times. I remember one time I was at a restaurant, bro, trying to walk into the bathroom, to the women's one. All I hear is a security guard, hey, what are you doing? I was like, girl, what the? I was like, oh my God. I was like, what? And I turned around and he saw my face. He was like, oh, my bad, bro. I thought you were a guy. I was like, okay, well, okay, I'm not. But, and then, yeah, sometimes people, I remember one time, a lot of times I'll be, like, washing my hands. Like, people will walk in and see me and then, like, look at the door, like.
Right.
And I'm like, checking. Okay. So, I mean, the only one was the security guy, but, yeah, definitely I've gotten some, like, weird, like, vibes in the bathroom. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, so that was kind of crazy.
I mean, it's scary because, like, people do 100% police bathrooms. It's bad. It's like I have experienced it. I feel like it's probably like very different for like visibly trans people for sure. But it's like there should just be more gender neutral bathrooms available. We could eliminate this problem. Like just make it clear that like you can go to the bathroom where you have to go to the bathroom and then this wouldn't be an issue, I think.
Okay, we're going to do a rapid fire round. I'm going to do a bunch of quick ones and people will answer 30 seconds for each. All lesbians like Mitski.
Wait, what? What is that?
I don't even know what that singer. Is. She's a singer. I do like her, but not every lesbian.
I don't dislike her.
I'll send you some music. Okay, I'll send you some songs. Let me
know. She's great. Yeah.
No shade. I don't know. No, please don't come for me. They're gonna be like, she didn't know who she is. I'm sorry. I don't know.
We're gonna have to have a support group after this. Like, our groups are over. Yeah. Mitski fans have come for us.
It's like a little dirt type. So maybe it's because I just don't listen to that genre.
Sure.
Yeah.
Please don't come for me.
It's a very specific genre.
You're like, okay. We're like, we love Mitski.
I know.
Jocelyn loves Mitski. Mitski's Jocelyn's favorite artist.
All lesbians love astrology.
Yeah.
I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
And you're Cancer.
I'm a Cancer. I'm a Leo. I'm cool with it for sure. I mean, I'm not like super duper astrologist, like the stars and this is, you know, I don't know. But
I think lesbians love to analyze their relationships, and that feels like an easy way and an excuse to do it.
It's fun.
For sure.
It's just a good time.
Yeah, we want to know if we're compatible.
That's the thing. It's a really easy way when you're just meeting someone immediately to be like, are we compatible without being bizarre? Weird?
Yeah. It's a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
All lesbians own Subarus.
Not me.
I have a Kia Optima. That's from 2012. Oh my God.
All lesbians have a Home Depot membership.
Hell yeah.
What?
I do. I'm painting my house. I'm fixing my garbage disposal.
Oh, damn. I might need to call you for some shit, because you handy for stuff.
Masked lesbians seem to have a deep appreciation for 90s rap.
Yes, probably. Yeah. I love 90s rap music. I like 80s, too.
Oh, yeah.
80s and 90s.
Yeah. Are you both millennials?
I think I am.
Okay. Yeah.
I was born in 98.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that Gen Z?
That's Gen Z.
Yeah, Gen Z. I'm 99.
Gen Z. Just kidding.
Not gonna remind. I was about to be like, well, that makes sense. I was like, if you came of it, you know.
You said,
like,
well, we were all born in the 70s, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Lesbians have no idea if a man is attractive or not.
That's not true.
No.
I feel like we have better indication.
We have better indication, for sure. Channing Tatum really does it for me.
Really?
Really. He really does it for me.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
No, I mean, one guy that I was like, wow, he looks really good. It was Kelly Oubre. He's like an NBA player.
Okay.
Please put him up somewhere. He looks good.
Bring him in.
No, bring him here too.
Yes.
No, he looks really good. Like, no, yeah. Obviously I would never, like, don't want him, but like, yeah.
All lesbians go back to their exes.
No, I don't believe in that stuff.
I don't like that. Jocelyn has not moved.
I mean, okay, not all, but like, let's be so for real. Like a good majority. We do. No.
You mean a good majority?
No, okay, I have a couple times, maybe.
But it makes sense in like a smaller community that I feel like people would be more inclined to like give their exes a chance just because there's less people in general.
Yeah, you're like out of options. You're like, well, I'm back at you. Let's try it again.
Yeah, we're gonna circle back to this.
They all want to call the U-Haul after one date.
Okay, so U-Hauling is when lesbians get together and very quickly get either very serious or the joke is they move in together, and that's why they call the U-Haul, is so they can get all their stuff.
I don't want a U-Haul, but, I mean, I love you, though.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a U-Haul lesbian, but I am in love.
I feel like I'm a U-Haul lesbian, like,
not on the inside, but
I fall fast on the inside, but on the outside, I'm like, I don't care.
That's how I feel. Like, I'll know immediately on the first date. Because I don't personally, like, believe in, like, soulmates necessarily. I think there's a lot of people that could work together or whatever. So I think sometimes after a first date, I would be like, oh, I know I could be in a relationship with you. And we'd have, like, a nice time. But I also think I used to be a lot more anxious. Where I'd want to, like, move in and be official and whatever. Yeah. And I think as I've done, like, more therapy, got a little more secure, I feel like I could take things slower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, sword fighting.
Because I really do like sword fighting.
Oh, okay.
But like, go crazy. like the actual sport though.
I like the Celtic festival.
Yeah. Are we talking about fencing or
no?
I know what you mean.
No. Like, okay. It was so, I can't do casual. I can't do it.
I feel like lesbian, like, can I say sex?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.